It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with the director of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Harmon, who is also the owner and manager of Valleywide Welding. Then we have the May 2020 Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Kay's Bookkeeping Services, with owner and president Kay Harmon. And wrapping up this podcast is the May featured business, Farish Law, with attorney, managing partner, and longtime Monte Vista resident, Gene Farish.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for May 2020. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes. This month, we're talking with Jeff Harmon. Jeff is a board member with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce. He's also the manager at Valleywide Welding, Inc. Welcome to SL Voices, Jeff. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us. First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
I moved down here from the Wiggins, which is up around the Fort Morgan area, clear back in 1987. Came down here and worked at the co-op for about 15 years before I bought the shop and started doing that.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What have you done?
Oh, I used to farm and all. My dad farmed and all. I worked with him for a while and then worked with some other farmers and for quite a while. And then the co-op, I did propane service, got bored with that and went into welding and all that. I've been welding all my life in a way.
Nice. Are there groups that you're involved with here locally in the San Luis Valley?
Well, I do the Rocky Mountain Ag Conference and all that stuff and in the chamber. And I do take care of the Monte Vista Cemetery and all that. I'm the groundskeeper out there in my spare time and whatever spare time I have to do that.
Jeff, what about your off time? Do you have any hobbies or special interests?
I like auto racing and all that. I used to race out here at the local racetrack and all that when they had it open. And otherwise, it's just kind of, wrenching and gardening and all that at the home and, things like that.
All right. Well, Jeff, let's talk about Valleywide Welding a little bit. How long have you been in business?
I've had the shop since 2002.
What is your primary focus?
Pretty much it's repairs of all sorts and everything like that. And then a lot of fabrication of stuff. There's no real central focus on anything. And just kind of whatever I can get inside the doors and work on and all that.
And you do both commercial and residential welding?
Yep. I build a lot of stairs and handrails and things like that for people.
And you do free estimates and you guarantee your work, I saw even.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about some of the specific types of welding you can perform. I notice there's a whole list of things that you can do, and obviously these are different styles and types of welding.
Yeah, there is a lot of different types and everything like that. My main is MIG welding, and then I have stick welding. I have a portable unit where I can go out, do stuff out in the field, and a lot of sprinkler repair and things like that. But those are the two main types of welding I do a lot of.
And you work with rolling of steel and metal bending and such too?
Yeah, I've got a roller where I can make circles and all that stuff. And then I got a brake where I can bend stuff at whatever angles I need to. And most of that stuff's been homemade and all that from previous owners that's had the shop before.
Nonetheless, you carry it on.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, what are the two most difficult types of welding that you perform and what makes them so much of a challenge?
Well, I don't know if there's anything specific on that sort of stuff. It kind of depends on the project that comes in and, on repairs and all that stuff, how badly they're tore up and trying to figure out the best way to, how to repair some of that stuff. And you know, you kind of got to use your imagination quite a bit on some of the stuff to get it put together. That, or if people come in with certain projects, it's trying to figure out exactly what they're talking about of, you know, making a project or something, or deciphering what they're wanting to do and all. That's probably the hardest part of, you know, welding and all that, is figuring out what needs to be done with stuff.
So in other words, someone calls you and says that this is what I have in mind conceptually. You'll go out and figure it out.
Yeah. Maybe do some drawing, or, you know, try to draw some stuff out a little bit. See if we're on the same page, is trying to get things figured out, what they want to build or what needs to be repaired.
All right. Well, knowing what you do now, is there something you would have done differently in your business, say, 10 years ago?
There probably is different things I probably could have done different, but I'm not really sure what that is.
But nonetheless, you're still here and you're still in business.
Exactly, yeah. So in some ways, I probably am doing those things right.
Very good. Well, considering the current state of affairs, in what ways have you adapted to continue offering your services to those in need?
You know, to be quite honest and all that, I haven't changed a thing what I'm doing. People come in my shop and do all that stuff. We haven't put any signs out warning anybody about anything, and I haven't changed a thing what I'm doing at my shop. It's not like I have amounts of foot traffic coming in. I think I had one person come in yesterday, and that was it. As far as all this stuff goes and all that, I haven't changed a thing.
All right. Well, Jeff, how did you originally become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Just kind of through my wife. She likes to volunteer me for things quite often and all that stuff, and she thought that I should be on the chamber and thought I could help out there quite a bit. I've been on there, I think, since around 2012, 2013, somewhere in that neighborhood there.
And what do you do as a board member? I know you mentioned working with the Ag Conference. What else do you do?
It seems like I'm more than one of the guys that knows how to get things put together and going and all that stuff. You know, I'm more of a grump guy there. Projects need to be done and all that. So I know how to get them going and moving forward and all that stuff, or get things set up for events and all that we do and everything like that. Help put all that stuff together a lot of times, set up and everything.
So you're a hands-on kind of guy.
I'm a hands-on type of person, yep.
Nothing wrong with that at all. What do you see as the benefits of a local business or organization joining our Chamber of Commerce here?
They've got the webpage and all that that promotes their businesses quite a bit. You know, they try to promote the business the best they can, and in which this here, you know, what you and I are doing helps that quite a bit.
We've had phenomenal response to the podcast that we've done, and really appreciate you and the other board members sitting and talking with us a little bit about it. I think a lot of people don't know. They see a chamber, they go, oh, what is that?
A lot of people just don't understand what all a chamber can do for them a lot of times. And sometimes that's kind of hard to get through to some people, what all we can do for them.
Well, it seems to us that the chamber is growing. We're gaining more members and a lot more understanding of what is happening.
Yeah, we seem to have a pretty good board right now. And, you know, they do understand what needs to be done and help the community as much as they can.
Hopefully we can get back to having activities and events and things going on as soon as all of this is over.
Exactly.
Looking to the future, where do you see Monte Vista, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
Well, the way Monte Vista has been going the last few years, I don't know if I can really see it moving forward much. It seems like it's kind of in a stalemate because the people aren't in the city and all that aren't there to really move it forward the way it should be.
Well, what do you think we could do to turn that around?
You know, I don't know. It seems like that's the trouble with a lot of small towns and all that. They kind of get locked into stuff that can't see the growth that needs to be done or make the right changes, make the town grow the way it should. I hate to say it that way, but I kind of see it froze for quite a while.
Well, Jeff, we want to thank you for taking time to talk to us about what you do with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce and, of course, your business, Valleywide Welding, Inc. Certainly urge people to reach out to you if they need welding needs. You do an awful lot of different types of things. Plasma cutting, too?
Plasma cutting, yeah. Cutting torch and all that, but yeah.
Stick welding, MIG welding.
Stick welding, MIG welding, and rolling and bending of materials and all that. It's one of those things, you know, if you're not sure if I can do it, you just need to ask, and more than likely I can do it or figure out a way to do it, get projects done and everything like that.
And you even offer free estimates and you guarantee your work.
Yep.
That's great. Jeff, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
From consulting, bookkeeping and accounting to payroll services and more, Kay's Bookkeeping Services in downtown Monte Vista is your source for local assistance for individuals, small businesses, nonprofits, and farms. Serving Monte Vista and the surrounding area since 2010, Kay and her staff have the experience and expertise to help you. Owner and President Kay Harmon is here to tell you about what her business has to offer.
Are you in need of bookkeeping services? Well, there's only one place at Monte Vista you need to turn. It's Kay's Bookkeeping Services. Bringing years of expertise and innovation from our business to yours, Joining us remote to tell us all about it is Kay Harmon. Kay is the president and owner of Kay's Bookkeeping. Kay, welcome to SL Voices.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us. First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
My husband and I are originally from Fort Morgan. I started doing bookkeeping when I was 15 for my dad and his business, and I have continued to do bookkeeping through all the years. In the late 80s, both my husband and I lost our jobs down there. He ended up at the Morgan Community College under a displaced farm program for liquid petroleum service. And he went through that program and he got hired by Monta Vista Co-op in August of 1987. And we've been here ever since.
Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself, your past, your history, some things that you've done?
Like I said, I've been a bookkeeper since I was 15. My husband and I have two businesses together. He owns Valleywide Welding and I have Kay's Bookkeeping Services. Back in the 90s, I had the Monta Vista Secretarial Service and sold that in 1999 so that I could be a stay-at-home mom or work-from-home mom with our two boys. And I think they were fifth and eighth grade at that point. And so was involved with the schools. When they were younger, I was active in the Head Start program with them and with the parent coordinator and was the chairman of that committee. Just through the years, I've just kept active through whatever programs they were in, the music program there at Sargent School, and was part of the Sargent Education Foundation for several years. And then I went to work for a local farm in 2000, did most of their financial work for them as well as bookkeeping, and learned a lot about the potato and grain farming and the different aspects of it. And one of the things that came along at that point was food safety, good agricultural practices.
Okay, what about your off time? Do you have a favorite hobby?
So I love playing the piano and I do some crocheting when I have time.
Okay, let's talk about your business, Kay's Bookkeeping. You are, by the way, the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for May. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
First off, when did you start your business?
Well, I originally started as a sole proprietorship in August of 2010. So I've been in business since 2010 and then became incorporated in 2016. I grew to the point where I needed employees. And so I decided to go ahead and become incorporated. It's just an easier method of paying employees and going through all of that. Just I'll go ahead and have that official designation with the IRS and just have grown since 2010.
Why did you start this business?
Because of the need in the community. So I focus on small business and small farms. There's a great need out there. One of the things that I saw when I was working for the farm was that there were several farms and small businesses that needed just somebody, maybe an hour or two a week, maybe sometimes not even that, you know, maybe an hour or two a month. So I decided to go ahead and start my own business. I started out of my house just with some local farms and nonprofits. And the other need that there was is I saw the need that I needed to go to their place of business or their farm to do their work. And so just started there and it has grown from there.
Where are you located?
I am located at 121 Adams Street, downtown Monta Vista.
In the heart of Monta Vista.
In the heart of Monta Vista.
And what areas do you serve in particular, or are you all over the San Luis Valley?
So mostly it's on the west side and the north side, but I service Alamosa, Center, Del Norte, the La Garita area. Yeah, just pretty much everywhere.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your business. Let's get into some details. You recently moved to your little location, didn't you, on Adams Street?
I've been here almost 3 years now.
Okay.
I was at around the corner in the back of the Sunflower Bank. Like I said, I grew to the point that I had to hire a couple more employees and we just outgrew that space. So we're 121 Adams now.
Let's talk about some of the services. You do consulting, accounting, and payroll services?
Yes. So what we do is we customize the services that you need to your business. For instance, some businesses just need the payroll services. So we'll just do payroll, keep their payroll reports updated for them, make sure that all the filings are done in a timely manner, that their payments are made on a timely manner, and that they're up to date on all the payroll requirements and rules and regulations that come about. And then some we pay bills for and do financial statements for, help them apply for their operating loans or just keep their financial statements in order.
Okay.
For the nonprofits, attend their board meetings and keep them notified of what needs to be done and what's going on there.
You work with QuickBooks, I would assume?
Yes, I've been using QuickBooks since 1995.
What is the difference between an accountant and a bookkeeper?
So an accountant is someone that takes a look at your overall books situation not once a year, maybe quarterly. And a bookkeeper is the one that does the day-to-day items, the one that keeps your business in order from day to day so that you can operate smoothly.
And considering the current state of affairs, in what ways have you adapted to continue offering your services to people who need it?
So we have made a few changes. The first thing that I did was I reached out to my clients, since I go out to their place of business in quite a few cases, to give them the option whether or not they wanted me to do the stay-at-home options or if they are still comfortable with me coming out. I only had one case there for a short time, and it was because they had a high-risk person in their home that we did things remotely. The nice thing about technology these days is even bookkeeping you can do remotely quite simply. You can scan in the different paperwork, email it back and forth or fax it back and forth, then log into the computer and do what you need to do there. We are practicing social distancing at the offices that I do go out to. And a lot of times what they've done is we'll schedule our time where only one of us is there at a time. We might meet for like 5 minutes. 10 minutes to touch base and go over what needs to be done that day. I do carry Clorox wipes with me and wipe down the keyboards before and after, and it's different, you know. And then as far as the office goes, we don't have a lot of drop-ins, and so the foot traffic isn't a whole lot, so we have maintained our office hours for the most part. I do have two employees. They're both mothers of school children. So we have set up in the boardroom, we have set up a makeshift schoolroom.
There you go.
For the kids. And so they bring the kids to work and then we do shifts on the teaching and things like that. So it's definitely been an adjustment, and not all days are as productive as what you'd hope, but we're managing. We are managing.
I think it's kind of funny. What some would consider antiquated technology, a fax machine, is actually coming in really handy right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That is great. What is your favorite thing about what you do, Kay?
My clients. Definitely my clients. I am very fortunate. There's a loyalty between that goes both ways and a dedication to each other. And in most cases, they're like family. They really are.
What is the most difficult thing about what you do?
Employees. I say that with tongue in cheek. But right now, I've got a good set of employees. I should clarify that first. And I've had good luck, but that's been the most difficult thing.
It's been a challenge here in the Valley. I've heard that from many business owners. Getting and retaining good employees can just be a challenge at times.
Yes, yes, it is.
Knowing what you do now, is there something you would have done differently in your business, say, 10 years ago?
Well, I think if I would have done anything different, I might have stayed smaller. Sometimes the challenges of taking time off when you grow, you know, when you're the business owner, becomes more challenging. And now that I am approaching the 60 age, I'd like to have a little bit more leisure time to travel. And that's proving to be a bit difficult to fit in.
I understand that. I'm in that very same boat. So I think it's been, what, a year and a half, 2 years since I've had a day off? It just comes with the territory.
I do take my time. I will tell you that.
Good.
You always work triple hard before you leave and triple hard when you get back. And so sometimes you wonder whether it's worth taking those days, but we've got children in Pennsylvania, and so yeah, you better believe that we take the time.
If you had the power to dispel a common misconception or preconceived notion about your business, what would it be and why?
You know, my dad was an entrepreneur and owned his own businesses throughout all of the years growing up, and so I learned so much from him, and he just taught me that service comes first. You service your customers. The client is always right, whether they are or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so you find a way to work with them. I've never advertised a lot, and people have wondered, asked me why. And I've always said, well, my dad always said word of mouth was the best advertising you could ever have. You know, and I have found that true through my years. I don't know if there really is a misconception out there that I'm aware of, I guess.
Well, perhaps about bookkeeping in general.
About bookkeeping in general, oh, is that anybody can do it?
Okay.
Because of QuickBooks. So that is a huge misconception.
There you go. How did your business become involved with the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, Kay?
Well, I was a chamber member back in the 90s when I owned Monta Vista Secretarial Service and wasn't as active in it at that point because I was active in the schools because that's when my kids were still at home. All right, when I started this business, I knew I needed to start giving back to the community again, and I had some time. And so at that point, there were only three members on the chamber board. It was Linda Burnett and Peggy Pepper, and oh my gosh, her name just slipped my mind. She had the Johnny B. Goods here in town. That's probably before your time.
It is.
And so I had went to a couple of the ag meetings with Jeff, and we were talking, and lo and behold, I said, well, how about I jump on board? And they welcomed me in, and the rest is history.
It's great. Well, why do you believe it's important for local businesses to be a part of and support our local chamber here?
Well, I'm a true believer that you only get something out of something that you put into what you put into it. And unless you're putting in back into the community, you're not going to get anything out of the community. And the same thing's with the chamber. Honestly, the reason, biggest reason is the networking. And I know we're a small town and I know it's a small group, but the networking that comes through that, that branches out to the other regions of the valley and even the other regions of the state is huge. The chamber does a lot of good. The events that we have, we're constantly needing, you know, volunteers to help out at the different events. And even if you can only help out for an hour, you know, or maybe two, whatever it is give someone else a rest for that hour. So there's so many of our chamber board and chamber members that when we have an event, they are really out there 100% of the time. You're out there before the event happens, after the event happens. It's very rewarding. Don't get me wrong. It's very rewarding, but you can get burned out by that being the case. So I truly believe in our local chambers, and we have an excellent chamber here. I'm not as active as what I once was, and that was because of some changes that came along in my business. It's an important part to give back to your community, and the chamber is a great way to do that.
Where do you see Monta Vista, say, 5 years from now?
I'm hopeful that we can encourage the town council to work with Rio Grande County and the San Luis Valley and the Monta Vista Chamber to find ways to bring businesses in. I love being downtown, but, you know, honestly, I'm a service-based business, so I'm not bringing any revenue into the town as far as sales tax goes. And we need to find those businesses to bring into these storefronts downtown, so that we can increase that sales tax revenue. I believe that, and I encourage everyone to shop your Monta Vista stores first. Don't just assume that we don't have what you need or that it's going to be more costly than your box stores, because in a lot of times it's not. And you're supporting your local economy. You're supporting the services that your town is able to offer, your chamber is able to offer by shopping local. And I got to admit, I am guilty of shopping online because of lack of time during the day to go to the stores. But, you know, we really, truly need to look at our local stores first, look at our local economy and support that. And I think if we can just educate our community and reach out and say, hey, we have this. It's right here, 2 minutes from your house instead of 20. Definitely just encourage everybody to shop local and to look for that opportunity to open a new business. It's very difficult. I understand that, you know, to start a new business, but there's so much help out there. The SBA, the SBDC, Monta Vista Chamber. These are the things that are so important to our community. If we can just get that word out there that there is help. If you have a business idea, come to us and there's help there. And a lot of times it's free help. And if we could figure out some tax incentives and maybe even some utility incentives, or when you go before the zoning and planning board and ask for a special use, definitely there's room for growth in Monta Vista. And I think there's possibility for it as well.
Well said. Thank you. Kay, anything else you'd like to mention?
I appreciate the fact that the chamber is recognizing me and my business, and definitely wholehearted supporter of the chamber and the hard work that they do and the presence that they do have in our community here in Monta Vista.
Okay, we appreciate you taking the time to tell us about your business, Kay's Bookkeeping Services, and certainly wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Established in 1971, Farish Law has been a stable business in Monta Vista for nearly 50 years. Attorney and managing partner Gene Farish takes a reflective look both forward and back as the Monta Vista Chamber's featured business for May.
Are you in need of local legal services? Well, you don't have to look any further than Eugene L. Farish, PC, conveniently located right here in Monta Vista. And joining us remotely to tell you more about it is none other than Gene Farish. Gene, I understand you are an attorney and the managing partner?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, appreciate you joining us. First, let's get your story, sir. Where are you originally from?
Well, originally I was born down south and I was brought up down there, Mississippi, and then in Tennessee. I went to school in Tennessee. And in high school, when I went to Tennessee, I met the lady who became my present wife, and it was a long time ago, and we were sweethearts back then in 1957 and 58. Then I went on to Vanderbilt, and we had our own careers. She's taught down in Tennessee down there, and I went on at Vanderbilt and went to school there all 4 years and graduated. And then I went on to the military after that. Upon graduation from Vanderbilt, I joined the Army as a Private E-1, and on completing basic training at Fort Polk, Louisiana, I entered the Infantry Officer Candidate School at Fort Benning, Georgia. I was commissioned a second lieutenant there. I went to jump school there also, and then I went to Fort Knox, Kentucky, and was stationed at the last American camp north in Korea up at Wijeonbu, where I served as the 2nd Battalion, 17th Infantry Division, 7th Division, as a motor officer, liaison officer, platoon leader, and company commander. I had first saw Colorado when I was going to Vanderbilt and came out here with some roommates of mine to go skiing, and I landed a summer job with the Forest Service and decided this is where I wanted to live someday. So I always kept this in mind. And when I completed my military tour of duty, I wanted to come back here. So I went to law school. I was in law school actually about 2 weeks after getting out of the military.
Wow.
I finished up with the military as a captain in the United States Army Special Forces, kind of known as the Green Berets. 2 weeks after my last day there, I was attending law school in the University of Wyoming. So I went there for all 3 years, and then I graduated from law school, got my Juris Doctorate, and was admitted to the bar in Wyoming. And then somebody wanted an attorney down here in Monta Vista. I started looking around. I enjoyed the area, came down, looked at it. Had one child by then, so the whole family came down, and I started living here in 1970 in the summertime. That's how I got down here anyway.
That is great. I imagine it's changed a lot since you first got here.
Yes, it has changed a lot. When I first came here, practically every store was filled, and they had individual stores, a lot of clothing stores, shoe stores, 3 drug stores, all that type of thing. And I think that I moved down here just before the big box syndrome hit. Things really started changing after that, and the whole economy started changing. Yes.
Gene, what do you do in your off time? You have a favorite hobby?
Yes. In my off time, I climb mountains. I've climbed all the 14,000 foot peaks, all 54 in the state. I've climbed in Washington State, Rainier, Hood in Oregon, California, Mount Whitney, the Matterhorn in Switzerland, Kilimanjaro in Africa, went to Everest Base Camp about 4 years ago with my son. That's a lot of stuff, and I still go up about 10 peaks a summer right now, and I did that last summer too. So that's one of the things I do in my off time, and then I ski in the wintertime, and I have one of my favorite things that I've kind of accumulated over a period of time for the last 30 years. I've been leading a ski trek into the mountains with a group, partially from the San Luis Valley, partly from Canyon City, Pagosa Springs, Poncha, Salida, and we celebrated our 30th anniversary of that just this past January. And other than that, I work a lot on my home. I have one of the oldest homes in Monta Vista, been living there for well over 40 years now. It was built in 1890, and one of those things always takes a lot of work around here. So I've been doing that. I do a lot of reading other than that. That seems to all keep me going.
You lead an active, full life. That is great. Gene, your firm is the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured business for May, so congratulations for that.
Thank you, sir.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your practice? I mean, why did you go to law school in the first place?
I think I went to law school because I think my abilities lay more in the fields of history and English and that type of thing than they did in the science fields. And I felt I had more of an acumen for that type of regimen than I would have going into medicine. I had thought about that at one time and decided, especially after being in the military and getting a sense of organization and discipline, I felt that law would be a better avenue for me to pursue. So that's kind of why I went to law school, and I saw a lot of opportunities out there, and I wanted to be an attorney.
Do you think you made the right decision?
I think so.
You've been involved with many different groups and organizations in the San Luis Valley over your years as an attorney. Tell me about some of them.
Well, I've been involved in quite a litany of organizations. First of all, I'm, of course, a member of the American Bar Association, the Colorado Bar Association, San Luis Valley Bar Association. I was on the Colorado District Attorney's Council Board of Directors when I was DA. I have been in the Red Cross Association as president down here, Region 8 Municipal League president in 74, the Rotary Club president in 77. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce I've been in since probably before I was DA. I can't remember whether I was or not then, but certainly from 1985 to the present time. I've been involved in the scouting organization. I was explorer advisor for the Boy Scouts Post 294 here in Monte Vista from 1972 to 76. I was the scoutmaster of the Troop 286 here that both of my sons enrolled in from 1981 to 87. And then they asked me to be district chairman of the High Mountain District of the Rocky Mountain Council. So I took that position from 1992 to 2012. And then they asked me to start doing it again a couple of years ago. So I'm back in doing that again. I was chairman of the board of directors of the Rio Grande County Museum from 1985 to 1998. I've served on the Bishop's Committee and was Bishop Warden at St. Stephen's and St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Monte Vista and Alamosa, and also the Board of Trustees of the First United Methodist Church here in Monte Vista. I was a committee member of the San Luis Valley Visitor Center and the past board chairman of that from 1991 to 2005. In 1991, I received the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Man of the Year Award, so that was really special to me. I received the Silver Beaver Award from the Rocky Mountain Council of the Boy Scouts. I'm on the San Luis Valley Water Roundtable Committee. I'm on the Colorado State Veterans Center Home Lake Foundation Board of Directors. I'm a member of the Masonic Lodge locally here in the Scottish Rite. One of the things that I kind of enjoy doing now and we're building up is leading the Military Color Guard for the Monte Vista Stampede, Monte Vista Veterans Day, the Del Norte Covered Wagon Days, and the South Fork 4th of July Parade. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that keeps me going.
When do you have time to climb mountains with all that you're doing?
Weekends.
Weekends. Very good. Gee, there are many aspects to practicing law, including family, traffic, injury, criminal business. I mean, it's a whole litany of different things. What are the areas that your firm specifically focuses on?
As I say, I have five municipalities that I presently represent, which is Blanca, Del Norte, South Fork, Crestone, and Sawatch. Just those five really keep me going on the road a lot with meetings. They have night meetings for the most part. We've had a little bit of respite here lately with the crisis, and so we're trying to do Zoom meetings and that type of thing. But that's a large part of my practice. And other than that, I do estate planning, elder law, some land use law, probate, those types of things. So that's the nucleus of my practice right now. I'm not involved in domestic relations cases and that type of thing. Now, in my building here, which is called the Legal Arts Building, it's right across from the Nazarene Thrift Store. Everybody knows where that is.
Mm-hmm.
My building houses another attorney here, Mark Loy, who does some of these other things, and his legal assistant, Wendy Martinez. Then I have Crossroads Managed Care in the office, and I've had those fellows in there for probably 30 years now, and they are an alcohol counseling group. And I have Dr. William Beverly, who's a clinical social worker, and then, of course, myself and my legal assistant, Cassandra Fox. So the office is totally filled with these different organizations and these professions.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty quiet lately, I'll say that.
Oh, I understand. Well, considering the current state of affairs, what are the ways that you are all adapting to continue offering your services to those in need?
Well, again, with the municipalities, we're doing a lot of it by telephone and by Zoom right now. If we have to meet, we've adapted to the Zoom process. We just had a meeting with the Board of County Commissioners, and then we will be having a meeting by Zoom with Sawatch on Monday. I will actually be attending probably the board meeting up in Crestone next Monday in the morning, but that will be spread out. Some precautions have been taken for that. As far as the clientele, the private clientele is concerned, we have a sign on the front of the door saying that we're not taking any walk-ins right now. It's by appointment, and usually for estate planning people who are prior clients, that kind of thing. So it's very, very limited as far as the traffic coming in is concerned. We're keeping a lot of distance. We don't have too many concerns about people being in close proximity at the office.
So you're obviously taking the social distancing very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Jean, what would you say are some of your most notable accomplishments as an attorney here in the San Luis Valley?
For one thing, running a good staff as district attorney. I was elected back in 1976 and had only intended to serve one term, and I ended up serving two because things were going pretty well in the office. We had a very good staff there. I had the advantage from my military experience of organization and how to organize and run a staff, so that was a real benefit for me. Some of those people that we hired, in fact, Sue Leonard was one of the secretaries, chief secretaries there for us in 76. She just retired through six administrations of the DA's offices about 2 weeks ago, and I went to her retirement then. That's one of the things I'm proud of. In Monte Vista, I was instrumental in founding the Monte Vista Historical Society, the Monte Vista Regional Senior Citizens Center, which became Tri-County over there. Then founding the Urban Renewal Authority, getting that on board, and also in the city creating a municipal court of record, which was the first municipal court of record as distinguished from courts not of record, municipal courts of record, in the whole San Luis Valley. So we did that very early on, and Alamosa followed us after that and did the same thing. I think that writing the city's codes, writing their zoning codes, all those types of things were things that I was involved in all the way through.
What is your favorite thing about what you do as an attorney? What do you like to do most?
I think most I like to help people find solutions to their problems. And I love working with highly motivated people who really want to make their community a better place. And that's one of the reasons I represent the municipalities. Those people, for the most part, are very highly motivated, and they didn't get there for an ego trip. They got there to do things for their communities. We've had a lot of success over there in Del Norte with everything that we've had. We just added a lot of territory to the town over there. It's sort of been booming over there with the restaurants and that type of thing. Right now, we're working in South Fork with a water system. We're developing the first water system, municipal system, for the entire town. Sawatch is making strides up there with a lot of renovation, a new school, and everything that they have. Crestone, we've got a senior citizen center being proposed there that we'll be discussing next Monday. All those types of things are things that really give you a lot of satisfaction when you see concrete results coming from that.
What would you say is the hardest thing about being an attorney?
I think that the hardest thing is really keeping up with the volume of stuff that you have to read. I have at least 2,000 pages spread on my desk right here that I need to consume, and trying to find the time and the stamina to go through that kind of stuff is challenging. It's exponential in the law practice. You know, it just never condenses where you get it all under your hat. It keeps growing faster than your ability to really comprehend all that and read all that stuff. So I think that's been the biggest challenge I've had to face.
Knowing what you do now, is there something you would have done differently in your business, say 10, 20 years ago?
I think I probably would have maybe spent a little more time trying to get up to date in technology skills. That's not my highest skill by any means. I just haven't had the time that I would like to have to devote to that. So I have to depend on my legal assistants for that a lot. And probably I would have devoted a little more time to that.
If you had the power to dispel a common misconception or preconceived notion about your business, what would it be and why?
I think a lot of people feel that attorneys are in it to make money or have a lot of money, to make a lot of money. And I think that's a big misconception, especially down here in the San Luis Valley. That may not be a misconception in Denver, the big personal injury firms and that type of thing. But down here, attorneys do not. almost all of us are solo practitioners in the San Luis Valley. Some of the firms might have one or two people in there, but it's pretty much a mom-and-pop organization, and they're there to serve one or more government clients, most of them do, and they're there to provide service, and they're there because they enjoy this environment. They enjoy our mountain environment, our way of life down here as something special, and that's why they came here. That's something that is really special down here.
So, Gene, how did your firm become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce originally?
I think I had joined when I first became involved in opening my law practice here. I'm not sure whether I was a member while I was district attorney or not. I did locate the DA's office, the centralized DA's office, right here at the corner of 3rd Street and Adams when I was DA. So I centralized that office here. So I never really got out of being involved in business in Monte Vista. And when I look around at who else was here when I started, I don't find anybody else here. I think I may be the longest standing business person still who's in Monte Vista. I'll be practicing for almost 50 years this year.
Wow.
It's been a long time. And, you know, the chamber represented to me a driving force that moves our economy in Monte Vista. Jerry seems to be doing a great job over there. And he has the Crane Festival Committee. And then we have separate committees. The Stampede Committee does phenomenal work. The Friends of Sky High for the all-purpose building. Carla Shriver and Kathy Woods and Carla Wilshaw all working on that to improve that building and renovate that building and give us a new building there. It's groups like that that really make the city, I think. Of course, our firefighters and our ambulance crews and our EMTs and our police department. It's all a combination thing that really, really makes for a town.
It's a wonderful little town. Where do you see Monte Vista, say, 5 years from now, Gene?
You know, Adam, I think that Monte Vista could have a great future here. The things that I see, I think we all have to work together to boost our economy and really be imaginative about things. I have thoughts about what a gem the little theater is over there and the building right next to it, and how we could have a brew pub installed there, something like that. We've got one on our east and our west, but we don't have one here. So I see a lot of possibilities for Monte Vista becoming a mecca of where people want to go and where they want to hang out if we all pitch in and we have a driving common goal together. We really have to realize in Monte that we're not postured the way our friends are over on the west or the east. We don't have a courthouse. We don't have a hospital here like Del Norte does, and we don't have the university and the economic center that Alamosa does. We got each other, basically, and we have to capitalize on the fact that we're in this together to try to build something that is very unique here in Monte Vista.
I agree. We want to become a destination spot.
Exactly.
Gene, anything else that you'd like to mention, sir?
That's about it. I really appreciate the ability to talk to you, and I appreciate you choosing me. This is an honor to be chosen as a business for this month, and I really I think you're doing a great thing over there by doing these things.
Well, Gene Farish, we want to thank you, too, for taking the time to talk to us, and we appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
From stick, MIG, and plasma welding to rolling steel, sprinkler repair, equipment fabrication, and more, Valleywide Welding is the place to call. In business for nearly 20 years, owner and manager Jeff Harmon has the experience you need and offers not only free estimates, but guarantees his work. Contact Jeff today at 719-852-2482. That's 719-852-2482. Or visit his shop at 1325 3rd Avenue in Monte Vista. That's Valleywide Welding. Bringing years of expertise and innovation from our business to yours, Kay's Bookkeeping Services has you covered. Consulting, bookkeeping, accounting, payroll services, and more, Kay's Bookkeeping Services has been helping individuals, small businesses, nonprofits, and farms for the past decade. Call Kay and her staff today at 719-852-5638. That's 719-852-5638. Or visit her office at 121 Adams Street in downtown Monte Vista. Farish Law has been serving the San Luis Valley for the last 50 years. From probate, estate planning, and business organizations to real estate, contracts, and municipal law, Farish Law is the place to turn when you're in need. Call 719-852-5101. That's 719-852-5101. Or visit their office at 739 First Avenue in Monte Vista. Not yet a member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce? Give them a call to find out all the benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join at 719-852-2731. Or stop by the Chamber located at 947 First Avenue. Be sure to check back next month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.